Sunday, the 25th of May. About 10:15 a.m. A wee bit of a long lie in bed this morning. It's dreich. Overcast in dreich, but I was going to say not cold, but it's not warm either. Our weekend weather is just beautiful. The time we build up some heat here in this part of the world, along comes another deluge of cold rain and sinks the temperature back down again. Never really gets a chance to warm the ground. Ah, well. Pink Pearl, that big rhododendron, is looking stunning. All those beautiful flowers all covered in raindrops. It's not deterring the bees though, they're still visiting. And there's still quite a few of those big buds to swell up and open. When you see it, it looks so delicate. This beautiful pink flowers with those little stamens and sepals. It looks so delicate, and yet it's a hardy beast. Never really know by looking at something or someone what they're like, what it's like. I'm feeling good this morning. I'm still feeling tired. But then, car boots are tiring a man of my age. Oh my God. Still young at heart though. But it is, by the time you get everything down from the attic and load it into the car, it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours in total. And then you have to set up all that, then you have to pack it all away, then you have to come home, and then you have to empty it all out and take it all back up to the attic again, and then put the car back the way it was. And before you know it, it's 5 p.m. on a Saturday evening, and your wabbit, wabbit wee bunny, just come up the side of the house today. My favourite part of the garden, all my garden, although I love my back garden for obvious reasons, but my, I call it my secret garden. It's my evergreen one with conifers and rhododendrons and azaleas and ferns. I have a wee fern collection. And holly, juniper. And I love it because it's evergreen, because I can walk up this meandering path. No one can see from the front of the house what it does. In other words, it meanders off in a bend so that no one can actually see through to the back garden at all. You have to come up it and meander your way through. And I love that, it's tactile, because everything grows and goes across the path and has to be taken back a bit, and you can hardly walk from front to back without brushing against the different morphologies and textures and scents. I don't even know why I'm doing that. I'm almost comforting myself like a purring cat. As I said, it's a dreich day, so the car boots that we normally go to on a Sunday, be rained off today again. A damn shame. Fortunately, we got that one yesterday, but the weather wasn't great, but it was great compared to this morning. And you can bet your bottom dollar. It's hardly a Scots expression, is it? To think of a Scots version of that. You can bet your last groat. How about that one? Yeah, that'll do. Or your last thrupney bit. Or your last farthing. Anyway, you can bet whatever you like that it will dry up and become sunny in the afternoon after the car boots have been washed out. Anyway, not a lot to see this morning. Just that I am a wee bit tired, but I'm feeling good, and that's all that matters. A short, brief Sunday morning, late morning that is. Revelation of nothing. There I go, purring again. And no one's rubbing my back. Hmm.